160, 161.
Quiet, pigs. David clasped his hands over his ears. Stop it. I snatched the posters off the floor as the heel snaps my ruler in half. Stumbling across the room to my CD player, I wince as markers jab my bare feet. I turn the music off. Why'd you do that, Christy asked. As I lay the posters back on the floor, I hear car doors slam outside. David is gone from my bedroom so fast my calendar flutters in the breeze he makes running past. Ready to go, sport? I hear Dad call late again. You're no fun. Christy flops back and onto my rug. Behind my eyes, I feel the sizzle of tears. I want to be fun, but I don't like when people make David look stupid. I asked him to dance. How's that making him look stupid? He liked it, didn't he? Her marker speaks, scribbling hard strokes. Kneeling beside her, I uncapped the green marker. Did your mom say you can only go to the dance with Ryan if I go too? I thought you said you couldn't go. I can't. Then it doesn't matter, she says, not looking at me. We finished our posters, barely talking. Green ruins my fireworks. I trace the lines and burst, wishing there were a way to go backward and make them what I wanted them to be.